It's very important because, as I say, the police's response to any kind of weapon, any kind of firearm particularly, or gun, is a full armed response vehicle who obviously carry conventional weapons. Children playing about, it's normally children and young persons, but obviously, you know, we've had an incident recently where a stag party was intercepted on the motorway having waved a firearm around at Keel Services, not too far from here. But the bystanders themselves call in the first place because they look like firearms. Police officers themselves, although highly trained, wouldn't particularly know a replica from a real firearm at first glance. Obviously, the police's response is conventional firearms. To the child or the young person or even the adult's intention might not be to pose a threat of any kind, but for an officer to turn up and see a gun being used in a particular situation within a public area might provoke a conventional firearm response. Certainly worrying, yes. Since 1st of April to today's date, there have been over 80 incidents involving either BB guns or air weapons on the streets of the West Midlands. We get a report from a member of the public that there's somebody in the streets with a gun. Quite often it's with a gun, and that's the only information we have to work for.